So we're taking this with the journalists. We got Daria in the house.
Hello. Hello, guys.
Yeah.
And, this is John in the house.
Yeah.
I can present him.
Yeah, that's nice. So we're taking this cruise, what do you think?
Well, I think it's incredible when you see it in the news and you understand that you have a distance from the region, you don't feel it. When you are here, you understand how hard was it to strike the Ukrainian nationalists who were motivated ideologically by the destructive ideology, how it was complicated to do all that. And I think our Russian soldiers are extremely brave, incredibly strong and ideologically very hard. And I think that's a Russian victory. And what I see here is the real air and atmosphere of something, of creation of something. Ukraine, when you see its media posts, when you analyze the Nazis bombing the civilians, you understand that this is like a destructive ideology. So Russia is now creating a new world, which will be the world of justice, and Ukraine was destroying everything. So here we can really feel it on the ground.
Or on the
Or on the sea. Yeah, but the thing is that all was the sea mined by the Ukrainians. And actually, that's Ukrainian soldiers were also mining even the toys. You remember the Afghanistan?
Yeah.
The terrorists were putting the mines into the toys, into the balls. And now the Ukrainian army is behaving as terroristic groups. First of all, we've seen in Mariupol, which is there beside us, we've seen that the Ukrainians was putting their points in the civilian houses, and they didn't let the civilians go away.
Yeah.
So they bombarded from their houses, and that was a provocation, terrorism.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So Ukrainian regime, Ukrainian soldiers had the tactics of the terroristic groups, which can be compared to the ISIS or the other terroristic groups, organizations.
Yeah.
How do you think?
Which the U.S. has been funding for years anyways.
Yeah, so there is
ISIS, all these groups U.S. has been throwing money at, and I don't know why the U.S. loves funding terrorists, but they do.
You know, I was speaking with my colleague, and he was asking why Russia is so slow. And I had a question, and it's comprehensible from our atmosphere, our mind, our heart, because Russia doesn't want to do the U.S. Carpet bombarding.
Right.
It's caring about the civilians. This is the real difference between us and them, between Russians and Ukrainians.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud that the Russian army is now step by step taking under control the zones which were under the terrorism, under Russophobia, and I wish them luck and the victory. And hope that Americans will choose a good destiny, globalism.
I think a lot of Americans are coming around. I do.
There will be midterm elections. What do you think?
I think the Democrats are going to lose big because they've supported this aggression against the special operation. And it has resulted in a terrible economy. Well, I mean, that's not the only reason for the terrible economy, but it's one of the reasons. And it's one of the reasons for a terrible world economy now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because Russia's still going to sell its gas and oil.
Yes, we are. The problem is that America is all the time provoking the instability in the zones with hunger, like in Africa.
Now
it's saying like this is because of Russia that we have a hunger in Africa. But if we even see the UN reports, we can see first of all there are climate changes. Second, this is anti-Russian sanctions, not the Russia which started the special military operation, but the anti-Russian sanctions which hurts actually more Africa and their friends of Europe. This is incredible. Well, we wish us victory, and we think that I hope you do. That the world is now multipolar, and we are in the new era of the world geopolitics.
Yeah, I think a unipolar world is a very dangerous place to live.
Because
I mean, you see what's happening in America and the West right now.
Yeah.
They're stripping everybody's free speech.
Yeah.
You know, and they're doing it. They're doing it because it's a unipolar world, and
the future is multipolarity.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, she is absolutely brilliant. She has her PhD in
philosophy.
Yeah. She comes from a very smart geopolitical family.
May I?
So, what do you want to introduce your dad? Her dad is actually a very cool guy, Alexander Dugin. Almost the same spelling as my name in Russian.
I hope John is my relative. We have the same name.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, like Dugin. And I think your subscribers can understand who is my father.
They do.
Just change
they
one.
They keep asking me to interview.
Yeah, okay. So they just change one letter.
And yeah. And then yeah.
This is a small rebus about who is my father.
Yeah. So. So that's it. Alexander Dugin has a daughter that's both incredibly smart and incredibly beautiful. Who would have ever known? And she's going to help me in the future do a What is a Woman in Russia video. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, just follow John's page and he'll do a huge project about the comprehension of feminism in Russia and how the woman can be strong, feminine, powerful, and at the same time be a woman, because the Western tendencies try to destroy all the genders and they try to do n'importe quoi, like French says.
Well, I think the thinking is so simple there that they can't understand that you can be a woman. You don't have to. You can be a woman and still compete with a man on in some areas, not physical strength necessarily, but you can still be competitive with a man and be a woman. And I think everybody in the West is kind of under the impression that if you want to compete with a man, you have to be a man.
Yeah,
and I think it's bad thinking.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
All right.
Thank you.